Good afternoon. You're listening to Jazz 91.9 WCLK, Atlanta's Jazz Station. This is Jay Edwards, your music creator, for another edition of Jazz Tones. My special guest today is Lyle Tizer, and he has a brand new release out, Songs from the Swing House. And this gentleman is a child prodigy originally from Colorado, has had the opportunity to play with many artists, but most of all, he has recorded over 11 releases, played with some of the best. He's even done solo piano, but this new release grabbed me. He grabbed me in more than one way, and had such great artists on there like Chitty Minucci, Karen Briggs, and I'm going to have a chance now to really talk to him about how he gathered all these great artists and made such a great release. How are you doing? And welcome, Lyle. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Jay. Thanks so much. Appreciate you having me, and thanks for supporting the new release.
Well, it's more than a new release. Had a chance to really listen to it when you started off with The Source. You took me in one direction. The Heaven took me in another direction. Forever Searching just laid me out with Karen Briggs on both that and The 16th Heaven. And you continued on. You covered a lot of genres, and I want to know, it's, you had a few covers in here too, and for the first time, you had a vocalist.
And that is true.
That really surprised me. So without any further ado, I want you to talk to me about the concept of this new release, and hopefully that it will get a Grammy nomination as well. Let's go.
Boy, from your lips to God's ears.
My lips to God's ears.
Yeah, it's, you know, the group has always been, I mean, I started the band when I was a young whippersnapper, as it were. I first started like 1998. I met Chiara Minucci actually in 97. And, you know, it's just like for every artist, it's an evolution. But for this particular project, I mean, my band has always been centered around original music, original instrumental music.
Right.
But, you know, I grew up with a really diverse diet of music as a kid. My parents were into all kinds of stuff. My dad had a huge record collection of like world music and classical music and music, you know, their baby boomers. So the pop music of their day, Elvis and Buddy Holly and Sam Cooke and Motown and all that kind of stuff. The one thing they weren't into though was jazz. So I got all this kind of, all these diverse influences, like just kind of absorbed into my being, I guess, as a kid and you know, junior high and teenage years and whatever. And so as I kind of started off on my own path in jazz, I was always composing. I guess that's why I always like kind of diverse flavors. My thought is that just as a listener myself, I like albums and artists that touch on different flavors as long as there's a real cohesive underlying kind of pulse to it. And I hope and I think that we're able to accomplish that with all our records, but especially with this album, because it was a major step forward on a lot of levels. First of all, it was obviously recorded all live in the studio with a really outstanding cast of talent. I'm super, super, super fortunate to, you know, keep company with so many great artists and friends. And on top of that, we added a vocalist to the group for the first time, and for the very first time did a few vocal covers. And even with those, I wanted to think outside the box in choosing what tunes we would cover. You know, so we recorded the whole project live in the studio, and it was also filmed in 8-camera HD, all live as well. So it's actually a CD and DVD combo pack. To accomplish all that with this cast in 3 days, 11 tracks, and the largest configuration tune is like 15 musicians plus 7 camera operators live in the studio. It was quite an experience, man.
I can imagine.
Definitely one I'll never forget. It was a real blessing.
You had Andy Lovellette, who documented, and he's done many things, you know, for a lot of artists, and you were very fortunate to do that for 3 days in a session. And also, I'd like to know a little bit more about your vocalist. She was Tita Hutchison.
Yes, Tita Hutchison. Yeah, Tita has done, you know, we actually have known each other for several years, and when we were conceptualizing the project, it was actually the last to the whole process was auditioning vocalists. And we were having a hard time finding a vocalist that would match the tunes we had chosen be able to kind of there's three vocal tracks on the record. They all require something different. Pride in the Name of Love, U2 cover, which is very much based around Martin Luther King, right?
Right.
You know, require someone who can be soulful and bluesy. We totally turned the song on its head and did like a gospel funk kind of arrangement. Sad Lisa, which is a famous Cat Stevens tune who I grew up listening to in high school, requires the ability to like sing more like in a straight ahead jazz way. And then Ramble On, the Zeppelin cover, which is definitely an unpredictable cover for a jazz group, no question, requires someone who can really belt. And so it took quite a while. And actually, I don't know why I didn't think of reaching out to Tita sooner, because I'd played on one of her records and we're all kind of in the same group of friends. But she came into the fold and killed it. And right away, we're like, perfect. And this is like 3 weeks before the session. So it was definitely our savior on that front. And Tita's done all kinds of stuff. She's worked with Michael McDonald, with Foreigner, with Rick Rubin, all kinds of people. And she just has great energy on stage. Audiences love her. And actually, since this record, we've also co-written a couple tunes, original vocal tunes that are more like soul R&B, and one's a New Orleans inspired tune. And audiences really dig those. I'll look forward, of course, to recording those for the next project.
Yes.
But yeah, she's great.
What you have also, you know, you have an all-star band, Eric Marienthal, Chili Minucci. Cam Briggs is one of my favorite violinists. You couldn't go wrong there. Munyongo Jackson.
That's right, man.
Great percussionist. Gene Coy. Chika Nadoye, Steve Neves, and Jeff Marshall, of course, that guy I'm talking to, Leo. And you have put together not only a great release, but one that's it spans, it broadens out further than you've gone in a while. You know, how did you come up with the concept?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, it's been a while since the last record. Our last record came out the end of 2012, and this record just came out 2 months ago, right?
Yeah, so you did Downbeat, you know, in 2012, Downbeat, right?
Right. So there was, as always, even if you did a record, you know, after 18 months or whatever, there's always a lot to say, right? So it's a matter of kind of like whittling down the tunes and compositions to choose. Like, I like to have those songs that touch on different flavors. So as I was honing in on the material, it was also like, okay, I definitely want a Latin-influenced tune. I kind of wrote 16th Heaven very much with that in mind. Actually, I wanted to do something that was a little bit like along the lines of Spain or something like that, like a Latin jazz-inspired tune with a quick unison melody kind of thing. But as far as the overall concept, I mean, there's a couple of reasons why we did a CD and DVD and filmed the whole project. A big part of it is that, you know, the landscape for music has changed so drastically in the last decade, right? The jazz radio scene changed a lot. People, you know, stream music and they're on social media all the time. So to have HD like video content with which to basically reach people through social media was super vital. And so it was just, you know, for me, honestly, like the creative part and choosing the tunes and arranging them. And then, you know, it's the first time we've done stuff with a horn section as well, live and string section. I mean, that's like the icing on the cake. It's just like conceptualizing all the kind of styles you want to cover. And then obviously incorporating a vocalist was, you know, a very like thought out decision. I felt it was time to like branch out and uncover new voices and push our boundaries. And so I think, those things are all, I mean, you know, there's many reasons we all do music and there's many things we want to accomplish in our careers. But I think always being willing to grow and take chances and push your boundaries is at the, you know, very essence of what jazz is all about in the first place. So,
you set a high standard, man. You set a very high standard. What can we expect this weekend from you when you come to the Atlanta Jazz Festival?
Yeah, so I have to say I'm so excited to be coming to the Atlanta Jazz Festival. I mean, it's one of the great free jazz festivals anywhere in the country. I think it's like the largest or second largest, something like that. And we've been talking for some years, so I'm super excited to be there this weekend. Of course, it'll be myself, Eric Marienthal, Shaken Doy, who actually moved to Atlanta about a year ago. great bassist from Senegal, and then Joel Rosenblatt on drums. And we'll be showcasing a lot of material from the new project and some stuff from Downbeat and from the live record as well. And, you know, people can come out and get kind of a good cross-section. Other than the vocal tunes, they'll get a great cross-section of all the material and styles that we kind of touch on. And, you know, the one thing with this group is we play in a lot of different configurations. This weekend's a quartet. Another time might be a sextet. Sometimes it's an octet. Sometimes it's a trio. So anytime you change the kind of configuration and the colors on the palette, as it were, it always keeps it fresh and keeps us on our toes. So, you know, the guys know there's just a great amount of freedom in the show, and we always just kind of let the moment inspire us, and every show's different. We take chances, and I really believe that's what, you know, jazz is all about.
Well, I look forward to meeting you, Lyle. Not only that, but I like the audience of Jazz Tones to understand that you're very expansive in your music, and you take them where they haven't gone before.
That's the best compliment I could get. Thank you.
Well, when I listened to you, I had to really listen, because you did something different in terms of bringing in violins that you had never used a vocalist. And when you had eight original instrumentals and three tunes with a vocalist and a few covers, and I said, "Oh, he's serious." After 5 years, he's going to take it to the next level. That's why what I said about the Grammy. I think it's a great release. And any final words for the audience? Because we're going to post this interview, and also, and you'll be on the webpage of WCLK.
Okay, cool. Yeah, please send me the link as well, and we'll share it on social media too, so people out here can hear it, or anywhere, that is.
Definitely.
Yeah, I mean, my closing words would just be, amazingly, this Atlanta Jazz Festival appearance for my group is our first time in Atlanta proper, so that's like really special to me personally. So, you know, we'll be on the main stage, the Legend stage, at 1 p.m. on Sunday to kick things off for the second day. And we just hope that people will be, you know, will be out there with ears wide open and ready to have some fun. And you know, one big thing I'll also say, there's a couple tunes on the record, and I often talk about this on stage, A Prayer for Unity and To Touch the Sky. You know, I'll just say that one thing I think is really beautiful about jazz and instrumental music and music as a whole is it really is that thing that brings people together. It bridges boundaries, you know, religious, ethnic, geographic, you know, cultural, all that, and especially instrumental music. So with that, you know, with that spirit, hopefully we'll come and bring a little joy, you know, to Atlanta. And I know there's some great artists on the bill, so there'll be a lot of joy.
I look forward to it, you know. I consider jazz music the universal music of humanity, and I know you do too, and we look forward to seeing you this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Correct, yeah, and I look forward to meeting you as well, Jay, and thanks everybody out there for listening. I'll just leave in closing with a little shameless self-promotion. The new record, CD and DVD combo, will be available there on Sunday, so if you want to check it out, please go to the merch booth and check it out, and looking forward to coming to Atlanta.
All right, then take care and look forward to seeing you Sunday. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, Lyle Tizer will be here Sunday with his band. Look forward to seeing you, man.